Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
This is boring, right?
It's so boring, yes.
And it is.
It's pretty boring.
But it's starting to... I will say this. Every little Yamamoto update,
I know,
does fill me with a lot of
joy. The Bryce thing's great, the Alex Coffey article, great. And you know, credit to the Phillies, like the idea of saying like, hey, you could be the Japanese player in Philly, like you could, like that was a really clever pitch, you know, for a guy who said he wanted to go to a team with a Japanese player and we don't have one. I thought it was really clever. I think as far as it goes, the Phillies, and look, I wish I could say I was confident that they were gonna send Yamamoto.
Yeah, me too.
Just the fact that they're in it and the way they've played it, I think they've done a really good job with it. And it is a shame too, because right now, you know, if they sign Yamamoto today, like the Phillies could own the town in December in a way that never, ever, 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 ever happened.
Lift the spirits of the city.
Yes, we all be
what
like,
they do.
Thank you, Phillies.
That's
like
what they do.
Never have we needed a sports Christmas present more.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. So, I will say, the longer they stay in this, the longer I start to believe, like, maybe they really, and maybe their sales pitch is kind of working here.
It's a clever pitch,
like,
man.
You get to be the face of
Japanese baseball in Philadelphia. I mean,
exactly.
You are it. You are the trailblazer.
And let me just, I just want to give a chance to kind of peacock about.
Oh, really? Is that where we're going?
Seems like a fair.
I was not expecting this.
Right, yeah. Time to do this?
Sure, yeah.
But it's kind of, I want to peacock about our fans. Which we are very good at is we love,
because we're lucky,
kind of propping up the Phillies fans in this city.
We have great fans.
So the Morosi report the other day was he wants to pitch on the biggest stage in baseball.
Literally, that was it.
And yes. Of course, all the replies are, ooh, Yankee Stadium. Oh, you tell me they showed him clips of Citizens Bank Park the last 2 years, and he's like, oh yeah, let me go play in the morgue. That is Yankee Stadium.
No doubt, buddy.
Or City Field. Listen, big city, overrated city, too many people. Please move. Why would you live there?
It's expensive.
It's expensive. And
I mean, Philly's half the price. I mean, think about how much money, you get $300 million or whatever. Think about how much further that $300 million goes here rather than New York.
Correct. Plus, Salcedo was born there and grew up maybe a Mets fan. But, but like he's talking about the biggest stage in baseball. Right now, there's not a bigger stage in baseball than Philadelphia. And I know Los Angeles and the Dodgers and Shohei's there, and that's going to be I can't wait to stay up and watch the beginning of Dodgers games.
Yeah.
Do not plan on staying up.
Sadly, I will be watching very few.
You'll see the highlights.
I used to watch late-night baseball. What a thrill.
Well, West Coast Phils is now, you know, there's more
juice. I'm going to nap during the day. And then, look, I got through the playoff run. I could do anything.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I haven't got as many tired texts. Which is,
I've been pretty good. Yeah, I've been doing good.
Well, I like to think that you're thinking about it, and then you're like,
yeah. So I actually pick up the phone. I'm about to fire it off, and I'm like, no, not gonna do it.
So like, but the biggest stage in baseball is Philadelphia right now, and I think if they showed him the clips and he heard Bryce Harper talk, like that, this is the biggest stage in baseball. You come here, you are part of a star-studded team. We're gonna pay you now. It's so funny. Because all the reports are, they're not going to be the highest bidder.
Yep.
It's like, okay
well, great.
Which shows that he really wants to go to a place that, A, he feels like he can win, and feels like he can put his talents out there for, mm-hmm. for you know, the world to see. And Philly's kind of that place, right? Like, they're going to pay him. I think they're more probably in the 250 range than
the
three
plus.
Threes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting. The Bowden report yesterday was...
It had the Yankees and Dodgers as the favorites.
Yes.
The Mets, and who was the other highest bidder? It was Mets and someone else as the highest bidders.
Giants, maybe?
Giants as the highest bidders. And then it had Backburner, Phillies, Blue Jays. And was there one other team, or was it just those ones? I think there might have been one other Backburner team.
Red Sox.
Red Sox. Yeah.
So expected highest bidders, Mets or Giants. Favorites to land them, Dodgers or Yankees. Backburner teams, Red Sox, Phillies, Blue Jays. So, like, again.
They're just in it.
They're there.
They're
in it. And obviously from the standpoint of opening up that market and being having a presence in Japan is massive, because there's like for as good as Yoshi is, and I think Yoshi is really, really good, like Sasaki coming in a couple years is, I think, one of the three best pitchers on the planet right now.
Wow.
Like I think he's stupid how good he is. So he's coming.
And just in general, there's been a much bigger pipeline the last few years. We've seen, I mean, Yoshida and Senga, and like guys are coming over and they're good baseball players.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. And it's just refreshing that, and maybe part of me was thinking this morning when thinking about the Yoshi thing, is this just a more of a hat tip or a courtesy by the agent of Dombrowski, who's like a legend in the game? Maybe. But I like having the legend of the game getting the courtesy of that.
And I don't think it is. I think this seems too involved, too specific. And look, there are other GMs on teams that he could hat tip to. And I know Dombrowski's, you know, probably the most, I mean, elder statesman now. I guess that's probably
our guy.
Best term for him. But I just feels like they're in it. Like, again, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to say that I think they're going to get him. But
the fact that they're still in
it. That's my point.
That's
I do think it's real. My point is I don't think it's just like, hey, we're going to. I think it's real. I think the Phillies are in it.
The fact that they're still, like, they're, he hasn't eliminated them. Like, he's still taking meetings. There's definitely something here. The thing that has me most encouraged is, you know, we can have all the lip service from Dombrowski throughout this offseason of, like, yeah, we're probably done. The fact that they're even
in on Yamamoto,
to go like 250 plus for another pitcher.
Well, it's like that you talked about last time with, like, the Blake Snell thing or an example like that, where if it's like, if they don't get Yamamoto, which, you know, we think that there's a likelihood, it shows that they're still willing to spend money. And if Blake Snell's price is too low in their mind, I believe they would swoop in. Or that type of thing. It gives a belief. And also to the trades, whether it's Burns, whatever. The point is the Phillies might say they're done, but they know they're not. At least internally, they know they want to still add. And that's super important.
That's all I care about.
Me, like, too, buddy.
Whether they get Yoshi.
Hope.
Yeah. I don't want to, well, this is boring part 9.
Yes, exactly. You know? Well, we signed Nola, and now we're going to wait for the rest of the
Well, offseason. It is so funny. The Phillies have spent the second most amount of money.
I saw that tweet. Hilarious.
I hate this.
Hilarious.
I hate this.
I know.
I really do. I really do.
But to that point, and I know we've done a lot, but like credit to John Middleton. Like the fact that whether they get him or not, John Middleton is willing to offer 250, 27, whatever it is, a number to be in this with these seven teams, like a number that has to like be at least of a certain level. Like Middleton's willing to dish that out after just giving 175 or 172 million Nola. Like credit, dude, credit.
Credit, yes. But there is the third part of the luxury tax, which I believe that they are $24 million under. And if you go to that, and this is, again, this is for me. So let me have this. Appreciate
does
you.
Does it have something to do with draft picks? I'm guessing.
This drops the pick back 10 spots.
Like, what, how did I know where
like,
this
is? Like, what are
going?
We talking about here?
How did I know where this is?
I can't have that pick dropping back 10 spots. I mean, you're talking about Aiden Miller. Would you rather have Yoshi Yamamoto or another Aiden Miller? I mean, that's what.
It's a really
by the
tough
way,
choice for me.
By the way,
I'm gonna say Yoshi, but yeah, I really thought
early.
About it.
I don't know if anyone's gonna agree with you. I don't know if you'd rather. Have
you
Yoshi.
Think I'm alone on that one?
Oh, how does it feel, you know, being an alone wolf?
Well, what's funny is that, you know, if we did the poll, you know, 97% of Phillies fans. The funny thing is the all the 3% would be high hopes
very,
listeners.
They would care a lot.
Yes, and they would be high hopes listeners. Like the only people we could be talking to right now are sitting there maybe being like, well, a draft pick.
It's important. You gotta have young talent coming through the system.
Are your people.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes. Well, listen, John Middleton's the one that said, like,
draft and develop was
no, but he also said, I have no problem spending money now because I know we have talent coming through the system.
Mm.
Well, that's a little, I mean, talk about pressure on our guys.
Like, I know, but you know what? I believe in him. Preston and Brian got this. Like, I've no doubt in those guys.
And once
full
again,
confidence.
And I know that we've been accused, I would say, of bullying. You're never allowed to leave. So
No, you're never.
Like, Preston and Brian, I'm sorry.
No, lifetime. It's a lifetime deal. I'm sorry, man.
You came on the pod.
Yeah.
You know,
you're like one of us now.
Yeah. They traded Mickey, who was a friend of the pod.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of too many friends of the pod. I know.
We don't have enough.
Well, because Preston was like labeled as one of the 10 rising stars in baseball, according to Eno, which what are you doing, Eno?
Yeah, like chill out.
Yeah, just relax.
All right, relax.
Yeah, he's our guy.
Yeah, we know he's going to be a general manager someday. Let's
can we
rein it in.
We have the 90s Cleveland front office.
Yes, that's right. Yes, except we're going to keep them all.
Never leave. Never leave. Never allowed to leave. So I'm sorry again to feel like this is bullying, but I usually get what I want. It's part of being an only child. If I don't get what I want, then temper tantrums.
Tell me about that. I got an only child right now. So
yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. So but the fact that they're even in it, I think, is really impressive, and it shows the commitment to obviously winning. And I don't buy this whole notion that, okay, well, we're out in this offseason. And obviously the main thing it comes back to is the Taiwan Walker thing. And if he's going to be on this team. Because if there's the $24 million thing is right there. If you get off Walker, obviously that opens up another $18 million before the next the next threshold of the luxury tax. I don't think they really want to get into that because it is. I mean, it's
punitive. It's punitive.
Yeah, but listen, ten spots.
And they're not Steve Cohen. As much as John spends, and we appreciate. Like, I understand the realities of one guy has like $20 billion, and another guy's like a few billion, $4 billion, $5 billion.
Believe it or not, can't relate.
No,
you can't relate.
Can't relate to a million, much less a billion.
And by the way, I have started looking at the 2024 draft.
I'm shocked. I love how you say that. Like, it would be surprising. I'm surprised it took you this long. I'm surprised you weren't looking at it the day Aiden Miller got drafted. All right, on to next year.
It's a little fast. I put so much into that draft that it's like, I don't want to, like, I can't mentally get there.
Emotionally, mentally.
Correct. And what I used to do is every pregame show, I would just sit on my computer, look up draft stuff for the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Seems like I'm locked in on the game.
Yeah, of course. Which is good. You're doing your job.
I feel like I've had more responsibility this year. You know,
what a tough beat for you.
The Phillies went deeper into the playoffs.
So it's just less time.
Less time to really get into the draft.
Yeah. You can't half-ass it. I mean, you got a full asset.
Exactly. And that's I don't half-ass anything when it comes to the Phillies.
That's so right.
There is. No, I half-ass Eagles, for sure. No. But I was dead right, also.
Oh, yeah. So for those wondering, it's not official yet. You don't know what it is, but I'm going to owe Jack dinner. I'm going to lose our bet.
It took a long time.
It did. It was up
in
the air.
It looked good for you for a while.
I thought I had it. At one point, you even said, I'm buying you dinner.
Yeah.
I'm buying you dinner.
It's a good reverse.
Congrats to Jack.
Good reverse.
You won the bet.
Yep.
Unless this is a reverse jinx and I can win it still.
Yeah, no, I think that's what you're doing.
I'm probably not going to win it. I'm going to buy you dinner, and I'm looking forward to a night out.
The big question about the draft cycle this year is, do I send my thoughts to Barbs?
I mean, you know, you got a contact now.
Like, hold on.
Kind of like, that was a giant mistake by Brian. Like, not just coming on the pod, but
when you called him Bill?
All right. Can we move past this? Did I say Bill there? I said Brian, all right? Everyone makes mistakes, all right, pal? Can we move? You said Jim Nantz resigned on the frickin' pod, all right?
That was a grammatical.
That was also, I mean, you were right eventually.
He did resign.
Eventually.
From tournament,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think Brian made a huge mistake, like opening the channel of connectivity with you.
Yeah.
Because that's like, man, what a risk.
Yeah.
What a risk to his time, his mental sanity.
Wait till he hires me. Until he says, "Come on board, buddy. I really like your insight.
I like the cut of your jib.
This is all I want. All I want is this. No analytics. Strictly eye test.
I will say.
That's what I'm there for. I will not be able to get on a spreadsheet and break. Yeah. I'm not breaking any new analytics out there.
I will say, and we believe in analytics. They're important and all that stuff. The older I get, the more I just veer towards the eye test. Like,
well, it's just so much more fun.
So you do a pod with Elliot now, so you know how this is. Like, Elliot just fires stats at me.
Oh, I know. Dude,
and
I literally, the
other pod, I was just like, stop with the stats. I was like, what do you see? What are you seeing with your eyes right now? Like, look at that. And it's like, it's
pretty intense. Eye.
I know, because I'm getting tired of it. And I'm an eye test man now. An eye test min.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been an eye test min, but now I'm like so firmly in the eye test.
Because listen, analytics are boring. Okay? And like, you know what is the breaking point for me? Is
the 753rd stat that Elliot threw at you? Is that the breaking point? Because that was it for me.
No, it's always the Ryan Howard war.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, I know how good Ryan Howard was.
It's a great one.
I can't.
Or the Schwarber war this past year. Like, that was silly. That was nonsense.
Or like, I'm glad they re-signed him. But like the Nola war the last couple of years.
Oh, I know. Like the best pitcher in baseball. You didn't know that? Like,
well, come on.
You didn't know he's the best pitcher in baseball?
Yeah. Oh, because he doesn't walk anyone. He strikes people out.
With you.
Boring. I love analytics.
They're super important.
It can't be the end all be all.
You gotta use, what do you see with your eye?
Yeah, you can tell sportsmen by what they see,
tell me the Eagles offense is good because they've got a bunch of points. Stop it. Are you watching anything with your eyes?
When he does that.
It drives me crazy.
Once every 4 months. I love Elliot.
Me too.
And every time he does it. So like he, once every 4 months, it actually makes me mad.
I know, no, that's
and
happened
I
to me.
I want to just shove him in the trash can.
I know. That's what happened
like,
to me.
It's currently the offense thing. Like, well, you don't like being seventh in points per game? Not with this offense.
I don't like watching it. Does it look good to you? Does it ever feel easy? Do you ever watch him and say like, oh, that was a cool play? Never.
Tune in to Go Birds, Bob. You get way more yelly seltzer.
Sorry. Yeah. It is way more yelly.
Oh, my God.
We don't do that.
You'd never yell at
me. I know. I love you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and I make a lot of sense.
You don't irk me. Ever.
I don't really irk many people. Well,
you don't.
I irk our listeners of WIP more.
Yeah, that's true. Here, everyone gets you. You know, we get you here.
Yeah, they don't get me this on the radio.
This is your trust tree when you're talking to a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful thing. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, of course.
It makes us happy.
Yeah.
We love doing this.